Welcome to today's French Gap Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On our Thanksgiving edition of the program, Lieutenant Paul Hazy with Pella Police joins us and shares shopping safety tips, both in Pella and online.
Well, Lieutenant Hazy, it's that time of year. It's the holiday season, and that means a lot of different things. And, of course, one of the things that people need to be mindful of, not only on major highways, but especially in a big shopping community like Pella, is traffic downtown. There's going to be a lot of it on Friday morning, and there's going to be a lot of it throughout the day on Saturday for the Sinterklaas Parade and a lot of the Small Business Saturday, Black Friday type of thing. So it's one of those where people need to be very mindful of what's going on downtown, especially coming up this weekend.
Absolutely, Andrew. We have the Sinterklaas Parade. It is Saturday morning with Small Business Saturday that same day also. All the businesses around the square will be very busy. On Friday, Black Friday, they'll also be very busy, really from Thursday night, late Thursday night and all day Friday. Just areas of town will be busy with pedestrian traffic and vehicle traffic. So we just want to remind everybody to take it easy, slow down, and be aware that there's going to be a lot of pedestrian traffic out there on Friday and Saturday mornings with a lot of events and shopping and things like that over this holiday weekend.
And, of course, extra visitors in town, too. So not only is it going to be Pella traffic, it's going to be a lot of incoming traffic. There's going to be carriage rides. There's going to be all sorts of fun things. But in order for people to have fun, like you said, it's important to slow down and be observant of your surroundings.
Absolutely. The community safety is one of our number one priorities. And we just want to remind everybody to slow down. That there may be people not crossing at the crosswalks, but if you're out and about, we encourage that, using the crosswalks in the center of the street or at the corners. And also, we just encourage everyone out driving around to be mindful, look for people coming out between vehicles, things like that, around the square and around the downtown area.
With shopping and things like that, there's also a lot of online shopping that goes on, just one of those things you can't avoid. And it's one of those where there's going to be some deals posted that might be too good to be true. So there's going to be a lot of those websites and scammers who are going to try and take advantage of people who are expecting deals coming up through Black Friday and through Cyber Monday. So not only is it a community thing, but it's one of those where you're at home and you're online, you want to be safe too.
That's for sure. We really encourage everyone to make sure that if you're shopping online, it's very safe. Many people do it nowadays, and it really we just encourage people to make sure they're at reputable sites, making sure that if a deal seems too good to be true, it probably is. If you're buying anything from secondary auctions, eBay, Craigslist, different auction sites similar to those, we just really encourage you to be mindful of what you're buying. Be aware of using money orders and things of that nature, that sometimes those can be scams. So verify who you're buying things from, where you're buying them from, and just be leery of anything that isn't from a reputable site or something that may be too good to be true. We just really encourage people to be mindful of their personal information, personal data, and whether that's a credit card information or a credit card, or it's giving out that personal information year-round. But around this time of year, we tend to see whether it's charity scams, people being dishonest with their charities. We just really encourage everybody to donate to those charities that you know are reputable, that you know where that money is going to go benefit someone. A lot of people will try and scam people at this time of year, and so we just really encourage people to be mindful of what you're doing with your money, protect your personal information, and hopefully avoid those scams.
Yeah, and you already talked about charities too, and that's really the tough part, is that it's the season of giving, but it's one of those where if you see the bell ringer, make sure that the bell ringer over at Hy-Vee or Walmart, or one of those where you've seen them there before, they're with the Salvation Army. Obviously, that's maybe not as big as impactful as if when you go online, make sure that it's the official Crossroads of Pella site as opposed to one that's been posted or something like that. And I'm sure you've seen that before, as well as we see all kinds of scams come through, and it's not unique to Pella. It's all over the county, throughout the state, throughout the country. So it's one of those where just take the pause button, slow down, and make sure that who you're giving to is really who you're giving to.
Yes, we really encourage people to make sure that who they're giving to, whether it be a charity or purchasing things online, that you verify who it is that money's going to, where that money's going. And Pella has many great charity organizations, and they do great work. And we just really encourage to meet with those local charity people and make sure that money that you want to donate, that you're giving to these people, is really going to help people, whether it be in our community or nationally.
That concludes today's Wrenchscott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.